there is something about a railroad station that speaks of journeys.
Lorraine Deal doesn't just talk about journeys and railroad stations, she recreates them.
For the next 90 minutes, we're going to go back in time to one of the most extraordinary buildings the city has ever known. It happened to be a railroad station. And because
she calls herself one of the keepers of the flame for the old Pennsylvania station, destroyed in the 60s by the Wreckers Ball in one of the most shameful episodes in New York architectural history. Her book, The Late Great Pennsylvania Station, tells the story.
If this building was so glorious, why isn't it still here? There was no law to protect a public building.
Penn Station is the one that got away. The big, glorious McKim, Mead & White building that slipped through the cracks of a city consumed by growth and by making everything new.
It left a gaping hole, and I don't think anyone understood that they'd have this hole, not just in the ground, but in their heart. I don't think anyone really realized that when the station was gone, a part of their past was gone. I mean, it was a railroad station. How many buildings can actually record, in a way, the emotional history of a country in a grand scale? I mean, we did suffer two world wars within the confines of that building. People were in there when things happened, and it was some of their greatest and saddest moments.
On the tours she leads once a month, Deal stands where Penn Station's attractions used to be. Her assistant holds up old photos to show how it used to look, and she tells stories of towering columns, spectacular vaulted ceilings, and devastating loss.
Several of these ladies wound up as landfill in the New Jersey Meadowlands. Can you imagine that?
I cannot believe that.
The old Penn Station did, by all reports, elevate the spirit. But by the 1960s, after more than 50 years of neglect, it had fallen into disrepair. It had become invisibly filthy. And despite the motto of a small group of architects and artists who opposed its demolition, "Polish it, don't demolish it," they said, no polishing was done. Down it went.
When he heard that the station was going to come down, he basically said, "This has to be recorded."
Barbara Moore's late husband, Peter Moore, visited the old Penn Station on 30 different occasions with the intention of photographing its destruction in the four-year period between 1963 and 1967. The Moores lived in the neighborhood.
Peter was very proper about these things, and he actually asked permission to shoot. Of course, he didn't really go in and say, "I want to shoot you tearing down this beautiful building," but he was given permission to go in and sort of told, "Just don't get hurt."
It was, in addition to everything else, a less safety-conscious culture and a less litigious society.
There were no barriers between the demolition areas and the public, really, in those days. We didn't have to wear hard hats. We were in rooms and little corners where people weren't generally allowed. They were just there. You could walk in.
Peter Moore's photos, edited by his wife, are now published for the first time in a new book entitled The Destruction of Penn Station. They're sad and stunning documents of the station's transformation. "On the way to you," says a jolly sign stretched out over the Doric columns of the old station's front in one of his photos. "New Madison Square Garden Sports Center, redeveloped Pennsylvania Station."
The station was coming down in stages, and this other building was rising on another side as one side was still being demolished. So it's not like you could have gathered there to mourn and say, "Okay, now it's all down." It just disappeared, and something was rising already in its place.
Welcome to Amtrak, Pennsylvania Station.
What rose in its place is an embarrassment, all seem to agree.
Well, that's like a latrine. In fact, the sad thing about it is, as soon as that thing went up, they were playing catch-up. It was inadequate. They needed more space. They needed more this. They needed more that.
It's suffocating. It's claustrophobic. They went totally to the other extreme to extract every inch of property value out of it.
Ironies abound in the story of Penn Station and its rise, fall, and rise. It does seem to be rising again now in a plan to build a new old Penn Station across the street in a section of the General Post Office, which was built early in the 20th century by the same McKim, Mead & White who made the original station. It's ironic, too, to think about the current struggles of another gateway. the Aerosarin and TWA airline terminal, now the subject of controversy.
People who came of age seeing Pennsylvania Station destroyed blame the modernists.
Carolyn Zaleski is director of preservation for Docomomo, a group of advocates and educators concerned with modernist architecture and currently preoccupied with the fight to save the terminal at Kennedy Airport, built just around the same time and in a certain sense in the same spirit as the destruction of Penn Station. It was to some degree the appeal of modernism that swept through New York in those days, leaving older buildings in its wake. And one of the most famous products of that time is now itself threatened.
It's known by travelers from all over the world as this modernist gateway to New York. It's a work of thrilling architecture, and it's a pioneering building. And it was the first airport terminal building that was considered modern and functional.
And while we're on the subject of ironies, this was a building landmarked in 1994 by the very Landmarks Commission that wouldn't have existed at all had it not been for the guilt and devastation around the destruction of Penn Station. The Landmarks Commission, however, is a New York institution. Its powers are overruled by the Port Authority, who seek to, yes, modernize that bastion of modernism. So look around you. Everything new is old again.
I think it's important to bring into the mix the emotional import of a building or a space. We've traded off something. There's a trade-off. And if you keep making those trade-offs, you don't know who you are anymore. You have to really suit up for every single battle, because once they're gone, not only is the building gone and you can't get it back again, the history's gone.
All aboard.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
All aboard.